Anthropology, question one. Who and what is man? My response. Today's common view of man is that he is an evolved, sophisticated animal. The theory of evolution has purported that man is the smartest species of a long line of evolved organisms. This theory leads many to view man through the lens of man-centeredness. Space won't allow for discussion on the problems with evolution theory, but it must be mentioned that it comes packaged with different views of man, and it excludes God's truth. How these views affect counseling will be the next section. With a truly no man, we must look through God's lens. Man was created in God's image, Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, for the sole purpose of glorifying Him, Romans 11, verse 36, and Revelation 4, verse 11. God formed man, quote, of the dust from the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, end quote, and formed woman, quote, out of man, end quote. Genesis 2, verse 7, and verses 21 through 23. From the beginning of creation, it is evident that God made man different from animals. Man, not animals, has been commanded to obey God, Genesis chapter 2, verses 15 through 16, and to suffer the consequences for disobeying, Genesis chapter 2, verse 17. Man's logic and intelligence was shown from the beginning of creation as he obeyed God by giving every living creature its name, Genesis chapter 2, verses 19 through 20. Man has not evolved into an intelligent creature. Humans were set apart from God by God from the beginning to be able to read, think logically, write, talk, understand justice, and obey laws of morality that no animal can do. However, all of this was before the fall of man and the original sin. Adam was our representative, and there was no better representative for mankind. However, since his death, sin is a reality. Pardon me. However, since his sin, death is a reality because we have an inherited and personal sin nature, Romans chapter 5, verse 12. The following references should be studied to see how our sinful rebellion has radically changed our relationship with our Creator. According to God, natural man is born and conceived in sin, Psalm 51:5. We are separated from God because of our sins, Isaiah 59:2, enslaved to sin, Romans chapter 6, verse 20, helpless to save ourselves, Romans chapter 5, verse 6, enemies of the cross, deserving of God's wrath, Philippians chapter 3, verse 18, and John chapter 3, verse 36. And, quote, we are held captive by him, meaning the devil, to do his will, end quote, 2 Timothy 2, verse 26. Natural man is unable to understand God, 1 Corinthians 2, verse 14, unable to come to God, John 6, verse 44, unable to hear the words of Christ, John 8, verse 43, unable to enter the kingdom of God, John 3, verse 5, and unable to please God, Romans 8, verse 8. Natural man is alive physically, but absolutely dead spiritually, Ephesians 2, verse 1 through 10. Just as physically dead men are not able to remove themselves from a casket, natural man is not able to come to God because, quote, there is none righteous, not even one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks for God, end quote. Romans 3, verses 10 through 12. Of course, we as humans do very nice, polite, and kind deeds. However, our goodness never meets God's standards. He knows our motives, and he is able to tell us that even our most, quote, righteous deeds are like a filthy garment, end quote. Isaiah 64, verse 6. We can conclude that man is not inherently good and sometimes does bad things. Rather, man is radically corrupt, otherwise known as totally depraved. Quote, the idea behind the word total is that in all parts and aspects of his life he is depraved. No area has escaped sin's blighting effects, end quote. Man is more than mere flesh. God has also given him a soul, or heart, as the Bible often refers to it. Though man is earthy, made from dust, and he perishes, his greatest need is not physical. Rather, man's corrupt, guilty heart condemns him before a holy God, and he must be transformed through Christ's goodness. God alone is, quote, good, end quote. Mark 10, verse 18, and Luke 18, verse 19. And the only way that natural man can receive this goodness to his account is to be supernaturally justified through salvation and grace alone, through faith alone in Jesus Christ.